Good morning, 751 on the Mighty 690. It is time to talk with City Manager Mark Hall. Good to see you again, sir. I've known Shay, yeah. I think, took care of you while I was gone here.
So. Yes, I missed you, and it's great to be here. Lovely day.
Absolutely. Nice as we get into fall, although it feels a little more like summer. At least we have those cool mornings.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Absolutely. So what do we have coming up on tonight's agenda?
Well, tonight, of course, we start off with roll call and pledge allegiance, and then we have the consent agenda. And those are more of housekeeping issues, and that's where we pay our bills. We do have a appropriation, or we'll just say bills, for $5,744,000. And that's largely due to, like I explained, is to the electric. That is money going in and money go out. It's the process. But then, of course, we have comments from citizens. And if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side, go down to the customer service door, go through and turn to your left. There's an elevator to the second floor. And, of course, the commission welcomes comments. We understand that there is, you know, good and bad. There's some things we can do and some things we can't. But we can only get better if we hear from you. So that's the comments from the public. And then there's not any of the public hearings or special presentations. Old business, it is one of those, the second reading of the ordinance to update certain electric rate schedules and the PCA adjustment. What that was is the first reading was the rates stayed the same, but the way we calculated, we used to do is on a month-to-month, and what we want to do, and that'll be good for citizens, it's a rolling 6 months. So that way it calms it down, and it's not adjusting constantly every month. So it's rolling 6 months.
So you on the utility electric bills?
Yeah, okay. On the electric bills. And then we moved to new business, and there's a change order. First structural crack in the concrete chimney project. And if our original electric generation, Gen 1, we refer to, that's where you see that big stack.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been painting that.
Yeah, it's
and
looking good.
Repairing that. And then, of course, the next item is a resolution for the lease purchase agreement for the purpose of financing a sewer cleaner truck for the wastewater department. And what that is a lease purchased. We're in government, so we can't do a true lease. It is basically financing it over a period of time. And, of course, we own it, but it is one of those that is just stretching out the payments. It's over $400,000, and it's just good business because it keeps spikes from the budget. You know, you pay for something big and then you don't have that the next year. It's spreading it out over time. Then we also have resolution to authorize with Tantalus Systems additional demand meter license for single phase meters, and that's part of our AMI project, which I like to just call it's our meter project, and we're replacing electric and water. It is one of those. Our electric is getting closer to done. We should have all this. Water meters are slower. They're more complicated. And so the electric meters are where the signals are going to bounce to. And don't ask me to explain how that works, but it sends a signal to the electric meter or water meter that's right next to it. So this bounces all over town. We don't have to go read. It's a fixed read, and this is technology that's been around for a couple of decades. We're finally getting it here, but it is one of those, if there is a problem, we can always send somebody out. But that is just some more meters needed. And then we have a resolution for, it's a backup software, and it's for the server. And that's just store information, and that goes before the commission consideration.
And on those meters, are the public going to be able to log in and view their usage for both electric and water?
Yes, there's going to be more informative information, and it'll be in real time. And that is, the way the manually read meters, those that are out in the rural area and rural water districts, they would go in, have to send in a reading, and that's just trying to keep it consistent. If they didn't, we went out to verify that, once a quarter. But this is where we can read all the meters all at once, and it'll produce the bills, and they can go in and look at more information, more comparative stuff, and it'll just be a really good thing for getting accuracy and speed, and information to the public. But that's it for the meeting, and of course, it is one of those that, we welcome any citizen during citizen comments, but we also, there's a lot of things coming up, and I know everybody knows October is going to be a busy month. I will tell you about downtown just real quick. You might see some concrete work a little bit, but basically that's going to be flat work. It won't be anything related to the columns or anything like that. That is the main part of the project. And like we stated, that is for in November. That is for in November because each one of those columns is bolted. The concrete has to be taken out around it. And then they have to be actually lifted.
Okay.
Lifted up in the air and taken out. And so that is going to take some time, and that's when we were talking about the project is the contractor, Taylor Crane, could move on the project just to get the tile down, those things. That was the easy part. The hard part is the columns, and we didn't want to start that with all the events that are coming up, so downtown looks beautiful. I saw the Mason symbols on the Brown building, and then the Modern Woodsmen are on another building. So if you go downtown, I think you can imagine how open it's going to be. And we're going to start back slow, putting benches and this stuff. We don't want clutter, and we'll just bring that back over time. But if you go downtown, I think it's you can tell the beauty of those buildings and how open it will be, and it'll be a great thing to start downtown.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. Well, City Manager Mark Hall, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
All righty, and we've got more coming up here on KGGF. So we have a look at the news coming up, and 60 degrees right now in Coffeyville.